If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to our text this morning, 2 Kings chapter 10 and verses 1 to 17, as we continue in our series, Don't Waste the Victory. 2 Kings chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Now there were in Samaria 70 sons of the house of Ahab. So Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the officials of Jezreel, to the elders, and to the guardians of Ahab's children. He said, as soon as this letter reaches you, since your master's sons are with you, and you have chariots and horses, a fortified city and weapons, choose the best and most worthy of your master's sons and set him on his father's throne. Then fight for your master's house. But they were terrified and said, if two kings could not resist him, how can we? So the palace administrator, the city governor, the elders, and the guardians sent this message to Jehu. We are your servants, and we will do anything you say. We will not appoint anyone as king. You do whatever you think best. Then Jehu wrote them a second letter, saying, if you are on my side and will obey me, take the heads of your master's sons and come to me in Jezreel by this time tomorrow. Now the royal princes, 70 of them, were with the leading men of the city who were rearing them. When the letter arrived, these men took the princes and slaughtered all 70 of them. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jehu in Jezreel. When the messenger arrived, he told Jehu, they have brought the heads of the princes. Then Jehu ordered, put them in two piles at the entrance of the city gate until morning. The next morning, Jehu went out. He stood before all the people and said, you are innocent. It was I who conspired against my master and killed him, but who killed all these? Know then that not a word the Lord has spoken against the house of Ahab will fail. The Lord has done what he promised through his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed everyone in Jezreel who remained of the house of Ahab, as well as all his chief men, his close friends, and his priests, leaving him no survivor. Jehu then sent out and went towards Samaria. At Beth-Aked of the shepherds, he met some relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and asked, who are you? They said, we are relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the families of the king and of the queen mother. Take them alive, he ordered. So they took them alive and slaughtered them by the well of Beth-Ked. 42 men, he left no survivor. After he left there, he came upon Jehonadab, son of Rechab, who was on his way to meet him. Jehu greeted him and said, are you in accord with me as I am with you? I am, Jehonadab answered. If so, said Jehu, give me your hand. So he did, and Jehu helped him up into the chariot. Jehu said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Then he had him ride along in his chariot. When Jehu came to Samaria, he killed all who were left there of Ahab's family. He destroyed them according to the word of the Lord spoken to Elijah. And let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your word. And I pray you just teach us this morning, Lord, how much we need to be standing up against the deep state, Lord, and protecting the left and supporting them, and how much we need to take that out so your gospel can go forth. Pray you'd come now by the power of the Holy Spirit and open your word and teach us from it exactly what it is you want us to know. We ask all this in your name. Amen. Sarah McBride from Delaware is a friend of Joe and Hunter Biden and the first transgender member of the U.S. House of Representatives, because Sarah McBride is really a man pretending to be a woman named Sarah. And there he was a couple of weeks ago reading that book, I Am Jazz, to a bunch of kindergarten kids, telling those little boys and girls that they're really little girls and boys.
Sometimes my parents would let me wear my sister's dresses around the house. But whenever we went out, I had to put on my boy clothes again. This made me mad. Still, I never gave up trying to convince them. Pretending I was a boy felt like telling a lie.
Talk about a gender bender. And I know somebody's hearing this saying, well, Kevin, didn't Donald Trump win the election last November the 5th? Yeah. And didn't Donald Trump sign an executive order banning all LGBTQ indoctrination of little kids? Yeah. But what that shows is Donald Trump may have won that election last November the 5th, but the battle for this country and the hearts and the minds and the souls of the millions of people in it is just getting started. And if we don't apply that victory that God gave us on November the 5th, we're going to waste that victory, and this country is going to keep going to hell in a handbasket just like it was before. The text we have in front of us this morning tells us what we need to do about it. We're in a series at Fox River right now, a series called Don't Waste the Victory, looking at all kinds of things we need to do to maximize the victory that Donald Trump won for America last November the 5th. Exactly the same kind of victory that King Jehu won for the northern kingdom of Israel 800 years before the birth of Christ. So far in this series, we wised up, woke up, and armored up to have victory over the enemy. And today we need to stand up to have victory over the deep state that's protecting the enemy. And to see that, we turn today to 2 Kings chapter 10 and verses 1 to 17. In this part of 2 Kings chapter 10, King Jehu continues to fulfill the calling that God had on his life to wipe out all the relatives of Ahab and Jezebel. And in our text today, he wipes out what's left of the entire family of Ahab along with the deep state that's supporting them. And the Holy Spirit is telling us today, if we're going to stand up the deep state and take it out, we need to do exactly the same things that Jehu does here. Our text this morning, 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 to 17, tells us three things that we need to do to stand up against the deep state so we can have that victory in Jesus Christ. And let's look and see what those three things are. The first thing we see from this text, the first thing that we need to do to stand up against the deep state, we need to be able to recognize it. And that's exactly what we see here in verses 1 through 6. Because contrary to popular opinion, the deep state is not just a deep fake. Deep state, administrative state, new world order, the swamp, progressivism, globalism, it's all exactly the same thing. All those unelected powers that be that are running this country behind the scenes, outside the political process, against the consent of the governed. That whole cabal of politicians and judges and czars and bureaucrats and federal employees and pencil pushers who are fighting against God and country at every single turn. The people who wrote all the words that Joe Biden read off his teleprompter for the last 4 years. That's the deep state. And we need to recognize it. Now, Jehu had no problem at all recognizing the deep state. Now, Jehu was called by God, previous slide, to wipe out the entire family and everybody related to Ahab and Jezebel. Jehu had already killed the king of Israel, Ahab's son. He'd already killed the king of Judah, Ahab's grandson. He killed Ahab's wife, Jezebel. But the even bigger problem in Israel was the deep state in the capital city of Samaria, with all the unelected governors and elders and palace administrators and apparatchiks and bean counters who were raising the other 70 sons of Ahab to be swamp creatures just like Ahab and Jezebel were. Because besides Jezebel, Ahab had a harem and kept pumping out babies like rabbits. And all those woke Gen Z or trust fund babies were not only a threat to Jehu's throne, they were also going to keep that idolatrous, perverted deep state going for generations to come. But when all the bureaucrats in Samaria saw on Facebook that Jehu had taken out the two kings, they started shaking in their boots. So to start draining the swamp and to take advantage of the fear, Jehu sent them all a group text and said, if any of the 70 sons of Ahab want to get me back for taking out their brother, pick the best of the 70 and let's rock. But verse 5, all those DEI hires chickened out and said, no, Jehu, we don't want to fight. Well, just tell us, we'll do whatever you want. Just tell us, what will you have? All the White House interns you can sleep with? All the lobby funny money from the Chinese Communist Party? Insider stock trading tips like Hillary Clinton used to make millions on cattle futures? What do you want, Jehu? Verse 6, Jehu says, bring the heads of the sons of those 70 sons of Ahab to me here in Jezreel by this time tomorrow. Jehu recognized exactly what the deep state was and what he needed to do about it. And the question is this morning, do we recognize it? Because everybody and their brother today, Kevin, deep state, there's no deep state. You're just deeply stupid. Kevin, that's just a debunked right-wing MAGA conspiracy theory. Really. Because in the 1950s, President Dwight David Eisenhower called it the military-industrial complex. And right now it's even worse. With Marxism that's trying to destroy this country as it was founded. And critical race theory and diversity and equity and inclusion that goes against everything the Bible teaches us about favoritism. And judges people based on their race and their skin color and their gender rather than what's in their heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. You don't think there's a deep state? 96% of Washington, D.C. voted against Donald Trump in the election. 42% of all federal employees there say they will fight President Trump's agenda every single step along the way. All kinds of executive orders that President Trump signed on January the 20th. Leftist judges now have them all held up in court. The Biden DOJ stood by for four solid years and did absolutely nothing while hundreds and hundreds of churches in America were torched and firebombed. And yet, just like that, they put pro-life grandmothers in prison for praying in front of abortion clinics. RFK Jr. grilled during the Senate confirmation hearings by Senator Bernie Sanders. And did you hear what RFK said in response?
The problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting
their interests.
Bernie Sanders pushing drugs and vaccines because Big Pharma is paying him through the nose to do it. And you know what Elon Musk found with Doge? The United States Treasury Department sends out $6 trillion every year by auto pay without any accountability of where the money is even going at all. And because of that, every 100 days, our national debt goes up another $1 trillion. You don't think there's a deep state? And the swamp protects its own swamp creatures. Kamala Harris, as Vice President of the United States, was bailing Black Lives Matter protesters out of jail. 8 states are now trying to ban gas-powered cars, right in line with the deep state New World Order UN Agenda 2030. The Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor you and cancel you during the lockdown, like the Gestapo. Dr. Fauci, the swampiest creature from the Black Lagoon of all, pushed a lab leak theory to try to cover up the fact that he violated federal law by weaponizing a COVID virus and turning it into a bioweapon. Conspiracy theory? People, it is a conspiracy, but it's definitely not a theory because it's absolute fact. There really is a deep state. Donald Trump did not go to Washington, D.C. to clean up the mess that Joe Biden created. Donald Trump went to Washington, D.C. to clean up the mess that created Joe Biden to start with. Deep state. And do we have any idea how dangerous it really is? 3 presidents of the United States in the history of this country who tried to take on the deep state, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Donald Trump. And guess what? All 3 of them got shot. You don't think the deep state will do anything it possibly can to stay in power and to continue to exist? And how do we know the deep state really exists? Because what do you know? All the so-called conspiracy theories about it just keep coming true. October of 2020, the left, the propaganda media, and 51 former U.S. intelligence officers swore up and down the Hunter Biden laptop was just a Russian disinformation campaign. It wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop, and none of the information on it was true. It wasn't true that Joe Biden sold political influence to enemy countries all over the world for money. That wasn't true. And it wasn't true that Hunter Biden was the bag man collecting all the money for the Biden crime family. It wasn't true. Until September 24, 2024, when that computer was entered as evidence in the trial where Hunter Biden pled guilty to tax evasion. What do you know? The Hunter Biden laptop was real. But oh, don't worry. Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with it. Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with the money laundering. Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden's business partners. He never saw him. He never even met him. Until September the 30th, 2024, when those pictures came out totally legit. Joe Biden glad-handed all kinds of business partners of Hunter Biden, bad actors from all over the world, enemy nations all over the world, that Hunter Biden was shaken down for cash for Sleepy Joe. What do you know? Another conspiracy theory bites the dust. You don't think there really is a deep state? For 5 years, we've said that there were feds and FBI agents disguised as Trump supporters embedded in the crowd at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. And they were egging on the protesters and luring them into the Capitol building so they could be charged with serious crimes. But no, no, the left said, that's just a debunked conspiracy theory from people in the tinfoil hats. Till last December, when the FBI finally admitted there were more than 200 federal agents embedded in the crowd on January the 6th. Another conspiracy theory bites the dust. You don't think there's a deep state? When COVID first broke out in 2020, President Trump called it the China virus because it came from the bio lab in Wuhan, China. But no, no, the left said, that's not true. That's just a conspiracy theory. That's racist and xenophobic. Because St. Anthony Fauci said the virus came from infected bats in a meat market in Wuhan. But then just 2.5 weeks ago, the CIA finally admitted the virus really did come from the Wuhan lab, just like we said all along. You don't think there really is a deep state? For 5 years now, we've said that the deep state planned the whole COVID pandemic and the lockdown at something called Event 201, where all the New World Order people and the globalists and the big pharmas and the WHO and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates got together to figure out how to shut down the world and get Donald Trump out of the White House. And when COVID finally hit America, the deep state started screaming how much we need a vaccine. Forget vitamin D. Forget about ivermectin. That's just horse medicine. We need a vaccine to cure the virus, even though no vaccine has ever cured a virus in the history of the whole wide world. Amen. So President Donald Trump set up Operation Warp Speed. And what do you know? Amazingly, miraculously, drug companies like Moderna had a COVID vaccine in just a matter of months by December of 2020. It was a miracle of science. And do you know why drug companies like Moderna developed that vaccine so quickly? Because they had already developed the vaccine even before the pandemic started. There's Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum annual meeting just a week and a half ago. Listen to what he says. It's kind of hard because of the accent.
When the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing and I say, how will we make 1 billion doses next year? And he look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, yeah, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
Did you catch that? He said Moderna already had 100,000 doses of COVID vaccine clot shot in 2019 before COVID ever even came to America. And he told his people to make 1 billion more doses because he said there's going to be a pandemic next year. How in the world did he know that? You know how. So the vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine, just exactly like we said all along. And that virus killed millions and millions of people all over the world and did trillions and trillions of dollars worth of damage. And every single one of those swamp creatures associated with that scandemic in any way, shape, or form ought to be in Gitmo right now doing life for crimes against humanity. My God, people, you talk about evil. You don't think that there is a deep state? Because I can go on for hours with proof. There really is a deep state. I identify as conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so. But you know what is the biggest conspiracy theory of all? The idea that the deep state is just a conspiracy theory. But people, it's real. Jehu was called by God to stand up against the deep state for the cause of Christ and the salvation of his country. Christians, we are called by God to stand up against the deep state for the cause of Christ and the salvation of our country. But listen, we will never ever do that until we first of all recognize the deep state even exists to start with. Amen. The first thing that we need to do to stand up against the deep state, we need to be able to recognize it. We go on in this text, we see a second thing. A second thing we need to do to stand up against the deep state. We not only need to recognize it, we also need to take it on. And that's exactly what we see here in verses 7 to 14. Because the very next day, the heads of all those 70 sons of Ahab had been FedExed overnight to Jehu and Jezreel. And Jehu took those 70 heads and piled them up by the gates of the city. And I realize this sounds like something right out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. And no, we are not teaching this story to kids in children's church today. But this is something that a lot of kings back in the Middle East did back then to put down rebellion and to scare off all the malcontents. And notice verses 9 through 11, Jehu comes out and he says, you people didn't do anything wrong by cutting off the heads or bringing the heads to me. Because this is all fulfillment of the prophecy that God had given years ago. 1 Corinthians chapter 21, verse 21, that one day every single relative of Ahab and Jezebel would be completely wiped out. But notice, Jehu didn't cut the heads off those 70 people, those 70 sons of Ahab in Samaria. The people of Samaria did. And Jehu didn't bring those heads from Samaria to Jezreel. The people of Jezreel did. Jehu didn't take on the deep state for those people. He got those people to do it for themselves. And Christians, we got to realize we need to do exactly the same thing. And I know all the snowflakes listening to the sermon right now are coming unglued. See? See, I told you so. Jehu had this bloody coup, so all you MAGA Christians, you're going to go all Jehu on us and kill everybody who doesn't believe like you do and cut off our heads too, right? Wrong. Because I'll say it again. Our biggest fight as Christians is not a political or a physical fight against leftists in this country. Our biggest fight as Christians is a spiritual battle against the demon spirits that are causing the leftists to do all of the bad things. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. What do we fight against? Everything up here that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Amen. Because spiritual warfare is what? It is a battle for the mind. Amen. What part of the body is the Holy Spirit talking about here in this text? Heads. And right now, the deep state is using all kinds of propaganda to mess with our heads. National prayer breakfast last year. Joe Biden quoted Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and went on to say that.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
Transgender people made in the image of God. But notice, Joe Biden purposely left off the last part of that verse. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, God made man in his image, male and female. He created them. Amen. Transgender people are not made in the image of God because there's no such thing as transgender people. There's a deep state science expert on the whole matter.
Hi, my name is Karen and my pronouns are they, them, and I'm a licensed psychotherapist in the states of Colorado and Washington. I've been thinking a lot about the impacts of the executive order that is, you know, attempting to say there's only two sexes, and really just actually feels like it was written by people who haven't passed seventh grade science.
You want to tell her, or should I? Science says there's only two genders. You talk about a deep state psyops campaign. Last Wednesday, when President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning biological men from participating in women's sports, ESPN, one of the biggest mouthpieces for the deep state there is, reported it like this. President Trump's executive order to punish people biologically assigned male will ban them from competing in women's sports. Gender is not assigned, people! Another lie from the deep state. Parents do not assign a gender to their baby. Doctors do not assign a gender to a baby. Doctors simply recognize the gender that's already there. God is the one who assigns your gender the very nanosecond that you are conceived. Here's a person totally brainwashed by the deep state.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. Only people are getting attacked. The children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
The question is, who in the world is Selena Gomez crying for? Because the people she's talking about, illegals with families and children, they're not even being deported now. That's just what the deep state wants you to believe. And notice, she's not crying for all the angel moms all over America who've had daughters raped and murdered by MS-13 gang members. She's not crying about the 325,000 migrant children that have gone missing at the southern border under Joe Biden's watch. She's not crying about the 600% increase in child sex trafficking at the southern border. She's not crying about the fact that 78% of all girls and women who make their way through Central America to the U.S. southern border get raped along the way. She's not crying about the 10 and 12 and 13-year-old boys who are showing up at the southern border with diapers on because they've been sodomized so much along the way. They don't even have control of their bowels anymore. All kinds of evil things that deep state open borders policy is causing. But see, we conservatives, we don't care about illegals, do we? There's swamp creature Chuck Schumer.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer. Okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
250,000 Americans are now dying every year from fentanyl that comes across the open southern border. 250,000 Americans. There's people sitting in this church right now. You lost loved ones to fentanyl. You've lost kids and grandkids to fentanyl. But see, you're just supposed to forget those people and keep pushing for open borders and no deportation and no tariffs so you can have cheap beer and guacamole for stupid Super Bowl Sunday. That's the deep state. You don't prop it up. You take it on. And that's exactly what Jehu does here. Verses 12 to 13, on his way to Samaria, Jehu meets 42 men who are related to King Ahaziah, related to King Ahab. And they're going to Samaria, to the capital city, to visit the king of Judah and Jezebel because they never got the text that they were already dead. And notice when Jehu meets them, verse 14, he doesn't give them the four spiritual laws. He doesn't say God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. He slaughters them. Because God knew those people would not repent. And if they're related to Ahab, according to the word of the Lord, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 21, they are dead meat. Amen. Jehu took on the deep state. Christians, we need to take on the deep state. And how do we do it? They use lies. We use truth. We use truth to get inside people's heads. Truth to change people's minds. Because if you can change people's minds, you can change people's hearts. It's not a fetus, people. It's a baby. Nobody's ever been invited to a fetus shower. It's a baby shower. You never see a sign on a car window that says fetus on board. That Latin word fetus literally does not mean a gob of tissue or a clump of cells. It literally means human offspring. It's a baby. American Psychiatric Association has this message on their website for all you parents. Parents, when you tell your children, when your children tell you who they are, it's your job to listen to them. No. Your children do not tell you who they are. You tell your children who they are and who God created them to be. And if they have a problem accepting that, if they have a problem accepting their gender, you don't rush them off to a deep state Dr. Mengele who's going to cut their junk off. You explain to them that their gender is a gift from God and part of the incredible plan that God has for their lives. Parents, your kids can't be trans. One of the biggest reasons we've got 12-year-old boys running around in dresses all over America and 13-year-old girls cutting their breasts off is because they have parents who let them do it. Parents who allow it. Because those parents have let themselves be emotionally blackmailed by doctors who tell them if you don't let them trans, they're going to commit suicide. When the truth is over 90% of young people outgrow the gender dysphoria by the time they get to high school. Your kids can't be trans. There's no such thing as a transgender person. No, son, you cannot play girl sports because you are not a girl. You are a boy. So you got to man up because it's not fair to the girls. And all this absolute nonsense today with kids being furries. Parents, your kids can't be cats because there's no such thing as trans species. Your kids can practically do anything they want to. They can practically be anything they want to be if they're willing to work their butts off for it. But they can't be a cat. All the propaganda from the deep state. We got to take it on. We've got to take it on when the enemy attacks. We attack back. Craig Cope is an 80-year-old Christian who owns and runs a gas station convenience store in Norco, California. A couple weeks ago, a gangbanger ran into his store with a semi-automatic rifle to try to take him out. This is what happened.
Here's here. 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 Here's here.
Devil shoots at you, you shoot back at him. You take it on. Take it on. Peter Vlaming is a born-again Christian teacher at a high school in West Point, Virginia. And last year he got fired for refusing to use the students' preferred pronouns in that class. Because as a Christian, he wasn't going to lie. He wasn't going to refer to a girl as a boy and a boy as a girl. But he did call every one of those students by their first names without using the pronoun, regardless of what first name they chose. He bent over backwards and tried to be accommodating. But he still got fired for, quote unquote, creating a hostile environment in the classroom. So you know what Peter Vlaming did? He took it on. He took on the deep state. He hired an attorney from First Liberty Institute. Last December, a judge ordered that school to not only give him his job back, but to pay him $575,000 for violating his First Amendment constitutional right. Take it on. Take on the deep state. No matter how impossible or hopeless the situation may be. Right after Christmas break, last January the 6th, parents of all fifth graders at Lincolnwood Elementary School up in Evanston, Illinois, got a letter telling them that there was going to be a secret affinity group, a secret sex class starting in that school for all 10 and 11-year-old students who wanted to be a part of it. Class was going to meet during lunchtime and recess and was going to be taught by a third-grade teacher named Maura Gito, who's obviously a lesbian because if that's not Butch, I don't know what is. And she says her pronouns are they, them, which means she's not only queer, she's also really bad at grammar. So a woman who's not morally or intellectually capable of teaching anybody anything was going to supposedly be helping 10 and 11-year-old kids who might be questioning their sex and their gender. 10 and 11 years old. Parents, your blood pressure ought to be going through the roof right about now. Because that's not helping kids. That's called grooming and recruiting. And here's part of the letter that went out to parents. Starting next week, Maura Gito will be offering a safe space for fifth grade students that may be questioning their gender or sexual identity. This will be an anonymous group that students will agree to keep confidential. Students will be able to just hang out and play games and ask any questions they may have. If your student chooses to join the group, you will not be informed. This is part of the confidentiality of the group. Because of this, we are giving you the opportunity to opt your child out of participating if you let us know by January the 12th. So if their kids did go to the class, the parents would not be told anything that went on in the class because the kids are all sworn to secrecy. And not only that, if the parents opted their kids out, but the kids wanted to go anyway, those kids would be allowed in the class and the parents would not be told that they were a part of it. So a mentally ill gay activist masquerading as a teacher was going to be doing only God knows what with minor kids in a public school, and the parents weren't going to know diddly squat about it. Does anybody else see a problem with that, or is it just me? Christian moms and dads, the left believes that the absolute worst thing that could ever happen to your kids is you. You right-wing radical Bible-thumping MAGA homophobes. So they will take every opportunity that they get every time you turn your head to brainwash your kids and turn them into genderqueer unicorns. And now they're telling you they're going to do it even without your permission, even without you knowing about it, and it's your tax money that's going to be paying for it. Jeez. And folks left us like that teacher, Maura Gito, have no conscience. Which means they're never going to stop parents until you stop them. So you've got to stand up against the deep state and take them on for the sake of your kids. Parents, fight for your kids. Because if you won't fight for your kids, what in the world will you fight for? Yep, amen. You fight for your kids just like the Parentstons did in Evanston, Illinois. Because the nanosecond those parents got that letter, they got together and they started praying. And then they unleashed so much holy hell and burn up social media so bad with complaints about that class. The very next day, the principal of that school, who was also a raging leftist, announced that the class had been canceled. Canceled before it even started. So people, don't tell me that you can't stand up against the deep state and make a difference. Even here in the state of Illinois, because even here in the People's Republic of Illinois, in a state that is so stupid blue it's purple, with a dictator fascist government and a total majority, veto-proof majority in the Illinois state legislature that worships the National Education Association like it's God himself, even there, those parents got that class on Sodom and Gomorrah canceled. And you know why? Because they got together, they cried out to God, and they stormed the gates of hell. And because as big and bad and powerful as the deep state is, there's something that's even bigger and more powerful than that, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So parents, stand up to the deep state and take it on and fight for your kids. Because Isaiah chapter 7 verse 9, if you don't stand up for what you believe, you won't stand at all. The second thing we need to do to stand up against the deep state, we need to take it on. We go on in this text, we see a third thing. A third thing we need to do to stand against the deep state. We not only need to recognize it, we not only need to take it on, but third, we need to take it out and have victory over it. And that's exactly what we see here in verses 15 to 17. And after Jehu got done killing all the relatives of Ahab and Jezebel in Jezreel, he hightailed it to Samaria to kill off all the family of Ahab that was still there. But to show him that he needed to keep going and that God was still with him and God was still behind it, verses 15 to 16, he meets Jehonadab the Rechabite. The Rechabites was a family famous all over Israel for being really, really godly and bringing revival and calling people back to the Lord. And what does Jehonadab end up doing? Jehonadab ends up siding with Jehu and even getting up in his chariot with him and riding in his chariot to Samaria, giving Jehu even more credibility with the people and telling him God was really behind it and to keep the purge going. It was like Franklin Graham praying at Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony. In verse 17, when Jehu got to Samaria, he killed everything that breathed and walked or crawled that even smelled like Ahab. Total victory. Jehu just didn't take the deep state on. He took the deep state out. And folks, the good news is right now, Donald Trump is taking the deep state out in all different kinds of ways and giving us all kinds of victories on every side. January the 20th, the same day as the inauguration, Elon Musk sent an email to all 2.3 million leftist federal employees offering them 8 months severance pay if they resign. And so far, over 40,000 of them have already done it. As of last January the 30th, every federal employee of every federal DEI program, you're fired. They're gone. Folks, the swamp is being drained. See the workers painting over the diversity sign at FBI headquarters building in Washington, D.C.? DEI is DOA. DEI is dead. Yeah. All those days of the stupid personal pronouns, he, him, and she, her, they're all was, were, they're over. Victory. Here's just a list of some of the companies and stores that have already scrapped their DEI policies. Walmart, Burger King, Ford, Toyota, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, John Deere, Amazon, Meta. I could go on and on. Even Target stores who had those huge gay pride displays every month and sold those demonic t-shirts that said, Satan respects your pronouns. Even Target has seen the light. Victory. Those 51 former U.S. intelligence officers that lied about the Hunter Biden laptop have now been banned from all federal property and banned from ever getting any U.S. intelligence reports again. All the federal agents who went all jackboot and rifled through Melania Trump's underwear drawer down at Mar-a-Lago, fired. Yeah. Jack Smith, along with all the prosecutors that concocted those four bogus indictments against Donald Trump, fired. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Victory. Amen. Hundreds and hundreds of planes are now taking off every day, taking illegals back to the country where they came from. Did you see the illegal from Haiti who'd been arrested 17 times in Haiti for serious crimes?
Threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro.
Calling out to Obama and Joe Biden because he thought they were going to get him to stay. Did you hear him say, I'm not going back? He's already back. He gone. Remember when President Trump said we would be winning so much we'd get tired of winning? Not tired yet. American pilots that are now flying along the southern border are announcing this to the passengers on their planes.
This is your captain speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll look at the right side of the aircraft, you'll see the Gulf of America.
When President Trump goes to the Super Bowl today, all those stupid racist and racism signs that have been in NFL end zones for the last 5 years are now gone. They're completely gone. Taking the deep state out. Victory, people. Amen. But we've got to remember, what is it that really gives us the victory over the deep state? Where's the power come from? What is it that really helps us take that deep state out? Of all the picks that Donald Trump made for cabinet members, The one that the left, the deep state, went after the most tooth and toenail was Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. Former Army National Guard who fought in Iraq and also in Afghanistan. And former host of Fox News. They went after Pete Hegseth because all kinds of drinking and partying and years ago, all kinds of drug abuse. All charges of sexual misconduct and the jobs that he had. And Pete Hegseth, he has white Christian nationalist tattoos on his body. Are you kidding me? That one on the upper right hand side is called a Crusader's cross. Christians have been using that cross since the Middle Ages. And the circle right next to it is a Latin thing called the Cairo. Two Latin letters, Cairo, that stand for Christ is King. Now that's Pete Hegseth's way of helping people know that he's a born again Christian. Because 15 years ago, Pete Hegseth prayed to receive Christ and got radically saved. Jesus changed his heart and changed his life. This is what he said about it during the confirmation hearings.
In many ways, I found two things, my two J's, my Jenny, my wife Jennifer, changed my life, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And without those two J's, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. But with those two J's, like my mom said this morning, and I didn't get a chance to see all of it, but God bless my mom, I'm a very different person than I was 10 years ago, than I was 15 years ago.
No wonder the left hates him so much. No wonder they tried to defeat his nomination time after time after time. But let me ask you this morning, did Pete Hegseth get approved? Did he get sworn in as defense secretary? Is he the defense secretary of the United States right now? Yeah. And what does that tell you? What is it that overcomes the deep state? What is the most important thing that takes out the deep state and conquers over? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ that changes people's hearts and can change an entire nation. And people, listen to me. We got to cling to that because you have no idea. You have no idea how deep the deep state really goes. The number 33 is found all through the Bible. Three is the number of the Trinity. 33, that number twice. One third, 33% of all the angels got kicked out of heaven with Lucifer. Jesus was 33 years old when he was sacrificed on the cross. The word sacrifice is mentioned 33 times in the Bible. The Bible tells us about 33 miracles that Jesus does. One third, 33% of all the Jews survived the Battle of Armageddon. I could go on and on. And because the number 33 is so big in the Bible, the enemies of God, like the Illuminati and the Freemasons, also use the number 33. To them, it's a sign of sacrifice and also a sign of new beginnings. The Scottish Rite of Freemasons has 33 degrees, the highest order. Freemasonry played a part in the founding of this country, which is why the streets of Washington, D.C. are laid out like a pentagram. Like an occult star. One of the original symbols of the Masonic movement is the eagle. We have that eagle on the back of our $1 bill. If you count how many feathers on the eagle's wings, that would be 33. See how deep the deep state really goes? 2020, Joe Biden's presidential campaign was an absolute bust with a slogan, no malarkey, that was going absolutely nowhere. Till the New World Order picked him to win. And they changed the campaign slogan to Build Back Better. A campaign slogan that had been used by Marxists and communists for decades in Europe to get elected to public office. Notice Build Back Better. They all start with B, 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 B. B, second letter of the alphabet, 2 second, 2 times 3 is 6, B, 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 666. Notice Joe Biden's campaign sign has a tag number on it. 30330. There's the 33 again. Do you know what number you get when you divide the year 2020 by 30330? That would be 666. See how deep the deep state really goes? Then 2020, COVID came along, and funny thing, day after day, we kept getting reports like you see in the video. And as you watch this video, notice, what number do you keep hearing mentioned over and over again?
22 goes to 33. As we sort through this here in Arkansas, today we have 33 confirmed positive cases in Arkansas.
As of today, we have 33 confirmed cases with Boston residents. We expect those numbers to climb.
As of this afternoon, we have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19.
So as of this morning, there were 33 confirmed cases in North Carolina.
Good evening to you. Lots to get to tonight. I'm Leon Hendricks. We want to start with new information into our newsroom. Within the past couple of hours, there are now 33 confirmed cases of the coronavirus.
I could go on and on with that for another 2 hours. 33. You don't think there was a new world order and a deep state and a bunch of swamp creatures who had that whole thing planned all along and were reading from the same script? 2023, Barack Obama helped write and produce a movie called Leave the World Behind. And in that movie, the deep state American government declares war on its own citizens after the citizens find out the deep state is trying to destroy this country and turn it over to the new world order. And in the movie, the deep state does all kinds of things to terrorize the people and keep them in chaos. And one of them, ships and barges get cyber hacked so that they crash into bridges. Remember the cargo ship from Dolly that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, last March the 26th? The captain of that ship said this. It was like the whole ship was just taken over, like it was cyber hacked and commanded by something outside of our control. How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Because, folks, not only that, that movie also shows all kinds of airplanes falling out of the sky and crashing and burning all over the place for seemingly no reason at all. Last January the 31st, a Learjet 55 medical plane fell right out of the sky and crashed into a suburb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for seemingly no reason at all. That plane took off at 6:06 p.m. and had six passengers on board. 666. Last January the 29th, a big old Army helicopter, Black Hawk Sikorsky helicopter, crashed into American Airlines Flight 5342 as that plane was trying to land at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. The pilot of that helicopter was a woman named Rebecca Lobach, who spent the last 2 years being a tour guide in Joe Biden's White House. So she was a leftist. And never happened before, the United States military refused to release her name or identity for 36 hours to give her family time to scrub her social media so nobody would know that she was a lesbian, that she was gay. Can everybody say DEI hire? And the question is, how in the world could that attack, how in the world could that crash happen? At Reagan National Airport, the most monitored, most protected airport in the world, because it's only 3 miles from the White House. On a totally clear night, with that airplane lit up like a Christmas tree, the Army air controller kept telling the helicopter pilot to bring the helicopter back to the base. The helicopter pilot never responded. Air traffic control at the airport kept telling the helicopter it needed to descend because the limit at that airport for helicopters is 200 feet. That helicopter was 325 feet. The helicopter pilot never responded. Air traffic control kept warning the helicopter pilot about American Airlines Flight 5342 over and over again. The pilot of the helicopter never responded. Up to 30 seconds before the collision happened, the warnings continued. That helicopter pilot never responded, and then that happened. Now, I'm not an expert, and I don't know anything about aviation, but I do have common sense. People, that did not look like an accident. That looked like it was done on purpose. Or was that helicopter cyber hacked too? Because here's the funny thing. Right at the last minute, the captain of American Airlines 5342 was told to switch runways and land at a different runway at Reagan National Airport, to land at the busiest runway in that airport, the busiest runway in the entire world, with over 850 takeoffs and landings every single day. Do you know which landing, which runway that pilot was shifted to at the last minute, right before that crash happened? That would be runway number 33. You say, Kevin, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. See how deep the deep state really goes? And what's the hope that we have? Exactly the same hope that the people had in the northern kingdom of Israel 800 years before the birth of Christ. God raised up a warrior named Jehu to take on the deep state and drain the swamp in Israel to try to make that country great and godly again. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 17, God would use the sword of Jehu, representing the anointing that God had placed on his life, to fight the enemy. 2015, God raised up a warrior named Donald Trump to help America drain the swamp. and to take on the deep state so America could be great and godly again. And how do we know that God raised up Jehu? Because of the sword of Jehu and the anointing that was on Jehu's life. How do we know that God raised up Donald Trump? How do we know that Donald Trump is Jehu right now? Because of the sword of Jehu and the anointing that's on Donald Trump's life. And I know somebody's hearing you say, well, Kevin, you're talking about a sword. This is all ridiculous. Donald Trump doesn't have a sword. Donald Trump's never had a sword. He's never held a sword. The night of the inauguration, the same day that President Trump was inaugurated president for the second time, at something called the Commander-in-Chief's Ball in Washington, D.C., there's Donald Trump holding a sword. The sword and the anointing of Jehu. Christians, exactly the same sword and exactly the same anointing that you have to take on the deep state. To stand up to it and not only take it on, but take it out. So America can be one nation under God and born again and godly again until Jesus comes back. But listen to me. That is only going to happen if you and I get some gravel in our gut and some spit in our eye and actually do it. Because we're in the fight of our lives, people. A knockdown, drag out fight for the soul of this nation and the hearts and the minds and the salvation of the millions and millions of people in this country. Because you can change the government and the leadership of a nation like we just have. But if you don't change the hearts of the people in that nation, those people are just going to go back and vote in the old government right over again. The kingdom of God and the word of God and this country and our right to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is worth fighting for. We've got to stand up to the deep state. But listen, before you call your congressman, before you write a letter to the editor, before you organize another freedom rally, before you do another protest, before we boycott another beer company or another store, we've got to do the best thing, the most important thing of all. And that's lift up the name of Jesus. Because in Jesus Christ is the power. That's what gives us the victory. That's what takes out the deep state. That's what breaks out the status quo. Because there is power in the name of the Lord. Yes, we do all those other things. Most importantly, number one, we just need to speak the name of Jesus.